Burnout in Healthcare, A Guide to Addressing the Epidemic. Written by Rajiv Kurapati, MD. Narrated by Braden Wright. To my fellow physicians, nurses, and medical staff who travel this professional journey with me, your role is the most demanding as you field the front lines in patient care and treatment in this complicated medical industrial complex. You're devoted to helping your patients. But who's helping you? Introduction. Patients enter a hospital or clinic for one reason. They're looking for relief. This might come in the form of a diagnosis, a cure, or support and comfort for an incurable illness. To achieve this, two ingredients are essential: care and connection. Imagine a hospital or a doctor's office where these critical factors are lacking. Healthcare providers might be physically present, but they're emotionally withdrawn and exhausted. Rather than engaging fully with patients and staff, they go through their days by rote habit, lacking passion and attention to detail. In this scenario, everyone suffers. Right now, this is exactly what's happening to medical staff in many healthcare organizations. If you found your way to this book, you're already familiar with this phenomenon. Burnout is a serious issue occurring at both an individual and organization level, and it calls for our immediate attention. It's an exciting time to be in the business of healthcare, but for the medical professional, a nurse, doctor, or other care practitioner, it's becoming more and more stressful to keep up with expectations. I've been practicing hospital medicine since 2008, and over the last decade, I've seen many of my talented, high-achieving colleagues become shells of their former selves or exit the profession altogether. The balancing act of staying true to their patients' best interests and being subservient to rising pressures from regulators, policymakers, and insurance industries is driving practitioners beyond the tipping point, resulting in the breakdown of their resiliency. Since the turn of the century, the healthcare profession has undergone dramatic changes, growing more advanced, faster-paced, and increasingly complicated. This forward progress has pushed the limits of science to spectacular heights and saved many lives. We've bettered the treatment of diseases by standardizing protocols, implementing checklists to prevent medical errors, and improving proper antiseptic techniques. Technology has expanded the scale of medical research and made communication between patients and care providers easier. Yet alongside these revolutionary benefits, we've also begun to see some undesirable consequences of the digitization of medicine. Large-scale implementation of electronic health records, for instance, has made access to health information easier, but added more work for already overloaded medical professionals. It's put the physician, nurse, and social worker into a mode of constant data entry. This combines with other existing pressures, like the urgency to keep costs down and the relentless drive for both patient accessibility and quality of care. The result of these mounting expectations, coupled with a lack of proper self-care and meager organizational attention to care providers' well-being, is burnout. Medical staff at all levels report widespread dissatisfaction and work-life imbalance. In turn, this perpetuates a cycle of detrimental outcomes. Staff burnout is associated with lower patient satisfaction and thus poor patient experience, as well as higher costs to health systems. This is then reflected in a shortage of healthcare workers as practitioners leave the profession early, furthering the strain on those who stay. For most healthcare workers, a career in medicine is driven by the desire to help others. Yet, more and more physicians and nurses report feeling like the joy of medicine is gone. Unfortunately, many healthcare providers are already burned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?